Salam to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Ready for a deep dive into something pretty fascinating? Today we're heading to Saudi Arabia, but not for the reason you might think. We're not talking oil.
No.
We're talking electric vehicles.
EVs.
Yeah, you heard that right. The kingdom is making some serious moves in the EV world, and it all centers around this new company called Seer Motors. What's even more interesting is they've teamed up with Foxconn.
Mm-hmm.
The company that's practically synonymous with tech manufacturing.
Yeah.
You know, the folks behind those iPhones we're all glued to.
Exactly.
Intrigued.
I would say so.
I thought so. Let's explore what Seer Motors is all about and why it might matter to you, especially if you're interested in the future of technology, sustainable living, and maybe even some exciting investment opportunities. So what makes Seer more than just another car company?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
Seer is a direct result of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030.
Ah, Vision 2030.
It's not just about building cars. It's about transforming the entire nation.
That ambitious plan to diversify the Saudi economy and reduce its reliance on oil.
Exactly. And Seer plays a big role in achieving those goals. We're talking about creating new jobs, fostering innovation, and positioning Saudi Arabia as a leader in sustainable technology.
So Foxconn isn't just lending his name to the project. They're bringing serious tech muscle to the table.
Oh, absolutely. They're not just assembling parts. Foxconn is providing the core EV architecture, the advanced electronics, the brains behind the operation, if you will. This partnership brings a level of sophistication that instantly elevates Seer to a global playing field.
Speaking of sophistication, I hear they're building a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in King Abdullah Economic City.
Yes. It's designed to be one of the most advanced in the entire region. Think automation, robotics, and AI-driven processes.
So it's about national pride, self-reliance, and potentially putting Saudi Arabia on the map as a major EV player.
For sure.
But let's get down to the cars themselves. What can we expect from Seer's lineup?
They've got a diverse range of models planned catering to different needs and lifestyles. First up, you have the Seer Urban. Their sleek and compact city car, perfect for zipping around busy streets, ideal for young professionals or anyone with a daily commute.
Okay, that sounds practical. What's the range like on the Urban?
It boasts an impressive 300-kilometer range on a single charge, and it comes equipped with fast charging capabilities.
Not bad at all. What else have they got?
Then there's the Seer Lux.
Okay.
Their luxury sedan. This one's for those who crave both performance and comfort. Imagine accelerating from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in under 5 seconds. And of course, it's packed with all the latest tech, including some pretty impressive autonomous driving features.
Hold on, autonomous driving. That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi film.
I know, right?
Like, really?
It's becoming more and more of a reality, and Seer is definitely at the forefront of this technology. Think of it as having a co-pilot that can assist with certain driving tasks, making your journey safer and more relaxing.
I'm starting to see why people are so excited about Seer. But wait, there's more, right? Something for those of us who like a little adventure.
You bet. Seer is also launching the Seer Adventure, an SUV that's both powerful and sustainable. With a 500-kilometer range, all-wheel drive, and a rugged design, this one's ready to tackle any terrain.
Okay, color me impressed. They've really covered all the bases. It's like they're saying, hey, world, we're here and we're ready to play in the big leagues of the EV market. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the tech that powers these vehicles. What makes Seer stand out from the crowd?
Well, for starters, they're pushing the boundaries of battery technology. They're not only focused on long range and fast charging, they're also exploring the potential of solid state batteries.
Solid state batteries. That's a term I've been hearing more and more lately. What makes them so special?
Think of it this way. Solid state batteries have the potential to revolutionize the EV world. They're safer, more energy dense, and can charge significantly faster than the lithium ion batteries we see in most EVs today. It's a game changer.
So it's not just about building electric cars. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible with EV technology. And you mentioned autonomous driving earlier. How advanced are we talking here?
Seer is aiming for what's known as level 3 autonomy. This means the car can handle most driving tasks in certain conditions. It's like having an intelligent co-pilot that can take over in specific situations, making your drive safer and less stressful.
This is all incredibly fascinating. But it's not just about the tech under the hood, right? What about the in-car experience?
Seer understands that modern drivers expect a seamless digital experience. That's why they're building a fully integrated digital ecosystem around their vehicles.
So it's more than just getting from point A to point B, it's about the entire experience.
Exactly. Imagine your car seamlessly connecting with your smartphone, your home systems, everything. You can get updates, wirelessly control certain features remotely, and the car can even learn your preferences and adjust settings automatically. It's all about convenience, personalization, and making your life easier.
It's like having a personal assistant on wheels. But let's talk market strategy for a moment. Who is Seer LE targeting with these EVs? Is it just Saudi Arabia, or are they thinking bigger?
Initially, their focus is on the Saudi and Middle Eastern markets, where there's a growing demand for EVs driven by environmental concerns and government incentives. But they're definitely not limiting themselves to the region.
So they have global ambitions. That's exciting. But you know what I'm curious about?
What's that?
Affordability. EVs often come with a hefty price tag. How is Seer addressing that, especially for those who might not be able to shell out a fortune for a new car?
That's a great question, and one that Seer has considered carefully. By manufacturing locally and tapping into Saudi Arabia's resources, they're aiming to keep costs competitive. They're also exploring different financing options to make EVs more accessible to a wider range of customers.
So it's not just a luxury item. It's a viable option for everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be realistic. Are there enough charging stations in Saudi Arabia to support this massive EV push?
That's a crucial piece of the puzzle, and Seer is tackling it head on. They're actively working on building a robust charging network across the country, so range anxiety won't be a major barrier for EV adoption. They're thinking ahead, ensuring a smooth and convenient transition to electric mobility.
And of course, we can't forget about the sustainability aspect. It's not just about electric cars, it's about the entire ecosystem. What is Seer doing to minimize its environmental impact?
Their commitment to sustainability goes far beyond just producing electric vehicles. They're taking a holistic approach, looking at the entire life cycle from manufacturing to disposal. Their factory, for instance, is designed to be incredibly energy efficient and powered by renewable energy sources.
That's fantastic. But what about the cars themselves? Are they using sustainable materials?
Absolutely. They're incorporating recycled aluminum, eco-friendly plastics, and other sustainable materials wherever possible. They're also implementing responsible waste management practices, especially when it comes to batteries.
Batteries are a huge concern when it comes to EVs. What is Seer doing to address those concerns?
They're investing in research and development to explore ways to recycle and repurpose batteries. The goal is to extract valuable materials like lithium and cobalt and reuse them in new battery production, creating a closed-loop system that minimizes waste and reduces environmental impact.
So it's not just about the car itself. It's about the entire supply chain and life cycle.
Mm.
They're really walking the walk when it comes to sustainability.
Exactly. And that's what makes Seer so impressive. They're not simply jumping on the EV bandwagon. They're committed to building a sustainable future for the automotive industry.
This is all incredibly encouraging. It sounds like Seer is really setting a new standard for what's possible in the EV world.
It really is.
But I have to ask, with all this talk of innovation and technology, is there a risk that Seer might be getting ahead of itself? I mean, are consumers in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East really ready to embrace EVs on a large scale?
That's a valid concern. The EV market is still relatively new in the region, and there are certainly challenges to overcome. Consumer education is crucial. People need to understand the benefits of EVs, not just in terms of environmental impact, but also in terms of cost savings and performance.
So dispelling myths and addressing those concerns will be key to Seer success.
Absolutely. They're already investing in public awareness campaigns to showcase the advantages of EVs and debunk common misconceptions. They're also working with the government to implement policies that encourage EV adoption, such as tax incentives and subsidies.
So it's a multi-pronged approach involving education incentives and, of course, developing that robust charging infrastructure we talked about earlier.
Precisely. It's about creating an entire ecosystem that supports the transition to EVs. And I believe Seer is well positioned to lead this transformation in the region.
This is all incredibly promising. But let's shift our focus for a moment and talk about Seer's ambitions beyond the Middle East. They've hinted at plans for global expansion. Is that a realistic goal, or are they getting ahead of themselves?
It's certainly ambitious, but not out of reach. The global EV market is experiencing rapid growth, and there's plenty of room for new players to emerge. Seer has some distinct advantages. Strong financial backing from the Saudi Public Investment Fund, that strategic partnership with Foxconn and a brand built around sustainability and innovation values that resonate with consumers worldwide.
It's a powerful combination. But let's not get too carried away with dreams of global domination just yet. What are some of the specific challenges Sear might face in its home market, even with all these advantages?
One of the biggest hurdles is infrastructure. While they're making strides in building a charging network, it's still a work in progress. Ensuring widespread availability of charging stations, especially in more remote areas, will be crucial for widespread EV adoption.
Range anxiety is a real concern for many people who are considering making the switch to electric. What else might pose a challenge for Sear?
Affordability remains a key factor. While they're committed to competitive pricing, EVs generally have a higher upfront cost compared to traditional gasoline-powered cars. Making their vehicles accessible to a broad range of customers will be essential for Sear's success in the long run.
So it's a delicate balancing act, offering high-quality, technologically advanced vehicles while keeping them within reach of the average consumer.
Exactly. And it seems like Sear understands this challenge and is approaching it strategically. They're not just focused on building cars, they're creating an entire ecosystem that supports sustainable transportation.
It's truly inspiring to see a company taking such a proactive and holistic approach. I'm eager to see what the future holds for Sear Motors. It's a bold venture full of promise and potential. But for now,
let's take a pause.
Yeah, let's take a quick pause.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
After a short break.
Right after this.
Yeah.
We'll delve deeper into Sear's digital ecosystem.
Yes. We touched on it briefly before the break. But I'm really curious to explore how this digital integration could change the way we think about driving.
It's about creating a seamless connection between the car and the driver's digital life.
So it's not just about getting from point A to point B. It's about the entire journey and how it integrates with our increasingly connected lives.
Precisely. Imagine being able to control various car functions from your smartphone. Things like preheating or cooling the cabin, checking battery status, or even locating your car in a crowded parking lot. It's about convenience and peace of mind.
That sounds incredibly useful. But it's more than just convenience, right?
Right. Think about personalization. The car could learn your driving habits, preferred routes, and even your music preferences, tailoring the driving experience to your individual needs.
It's like having a personal assistant on wheels. But what about safety? Does this digital ecosystem have any implications for safety features?
Absolutely. Real-time vehicle diagnostics can alert you to potential issues before they become major problems, keeping you safe on the road. The car can also communicate with other vehicles and infrastructure, enhancing overall road safety. And in case of an emergency, the car can automatically contact emergency services, providing your location and vital information.
Wow, that's impressive. It seems like Sear is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with EVs, both in terms of technology and the overall driving experience. But I'm curious about the broader implications of this. Is this the future of driving? Are we all going to be cruising around in connected autonomous electric vehicles soon?
It's certainly a trend to watch. The advancements we're seeing with Sear electric powertrains, autonomous driving features, and this seamless digital ecosystem are gaining momentum globally. The automotive industry is undergoing a massive transformation, and Sear is right at the forefront.
It's exciting and a little bit daunting at the same time. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the environmental impact of all of this. I know sustainability is a core value for Sear, but what does that actually look like in practice?
It goes beyond just producing electric vehicles. They're considering the entire life cycle from manufacturing to disposal. Their factory, for instance, is designed to be energy efficient and powered by renewable energy sources. And they're incorporating sustainable materials into the vehicles themselves, like recycled aluminum and eco-friendly plastics.
That's great to hear. But what about the batteries? Battery production and disposal can have a significant environmental impact. How is Sear addressing that?
They're actively exploring ways to recycle and repurpose batteries, extracting valuable materials like lithium and cobalt to be reused in new battery production. This closed-loop system helps minimize waste and reduce the environmental impact of battery production.
So it's a holistic approach considering every stage of the vehicle's life.
Exactly. And that commitment to sustainability is what sets Sear apart. They're not just building cars, they're building a vision for a more sustainable future.
It's inspiring to see a company taking such a proactive stance on environmental responsibility. But I have to ask, with all this talk of innovation and technology, is there a risk that Sear all might be getting ahead of itself? I mean, are consumers in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East really ready to embrace electric vehicles on a large scale?
That's a fair question. The EV market in the region is still developing, and there are challenges to overcome. Consumer education is key. People need to understand the benefits of EVs, the environmental advantages, the potential cost savings over time, and the performance capabilities.
Right. There's still some skepticism and misinformation surrounding EVs. How is Surar addressing that?
They're investing in public awareness campaigns to highlight the advantages of EVs and debunk common myths. They're also working with the government to create policies that encourage EV adoption, such as tax incentives and subsidies.
It sounds like a multifaceted approach involving education incentives and infrastructure development.
Exactly. It's about creating a supportive ecosystem for EV adoption. And Surar seems to understand that and is taking the right steps to make it happen.
It's a bold undertaking, but one with enormous potential. But let's shift our focus beyond the Middle East for a moment. Siri has hinted at global expansion plans. Is that a realistic goal, or are they getting ahead of themselves?
It's ambitious, but not entirely far-fetched. The global EV market is growing rapidly, and there's room for new players to emerge. Seer has a lot going for it. Strong financial backing, a partnership with a tech giant like Foxconn, and a brand built on sustainability and innovation values that resonate globally.
It's a compelling combination. But before we get swept up in dreams of global domination, let's bring it back to Saudi Arabia. What are some of the specific challenges Seer might face in its home market, even with all these advantages?
Infrastructure remains a key challenge. While they're investing heavily in building a charging network, it takes time. Ensuring widespread availability of charging stations, especially in remote areas, will be crucial for mass adoption. And then there's the issue of affordability.
Right. EVs tend to have a higher upfront cost than traditional vehicles. How is Seer addressing that?
They're aiming for competitive pricing, but it's a balancing act. They need to deliver high-quality, technologically advanced vehicles while keeping them accessible to a wide range of consumers. It's a challenge, but it seems they're committed to finding solutions.
It's encouraging to see a company taking such a proactive and strategic approach.
Yeah.
They seem to understand that building a successful EV brand is not just about the cars themselves. It's about creating an entire ecosystem that supports sustainable transportation.
Exactly. It's a long-term game, and Sarah seems to be playing it smart.
Well, I, for one, am excited to see how their story unfolds. It's a bold venture full of promise and potential. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a question to ponder.
I always appreciate a thought-provoking question.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from Sears' innovative technology to their ambitious goals. But here's the question. What does this all mean for you? How could the shift towards electric vehicles, particularly in a place like Saudi Arabia, potentially impact your own life, even if you're not planning on buying an EV anytime soon?
It's a question worth reflecting on. Think about the potential ripple effects. As more electric vehicles hit the roads, we might see changes in urban planning, a decrease in air pollution, and even a shift in global energy consumption patterns. It's about more than just the cars themselves. It's about the potential for broader societal change.
Exactly. It could inspire you to explore alternative modes of transportation, to make more conscious choices about your environmental impact, or maybe even to look into investing in green technologies.
It also challenges preconceived notions. If a nation so deeply rooted in oil production can embrace an electric future, what does that tell us about the potential for change on a global scale?
It's a reminder that innovation can come from unexpected places and that the future is full of possibilities. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll all be driving Seer cars.
That's a future worth considering. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of Seer Motors.
We've explored their groundbreaking technology, their commitment to sustainability, and their ambitious vision for the future. But the conversation doesn't end here. We encourage you to continue exploring this topic, to think critically about the evolving landscape of transportation, and to consider how these innovations might shape the world we live in.
Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Ma'a salama.